Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by public researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Superior Livestock's Corn Belt Classic 19 sale coming up on Wednesday, Thursday, June 14th and 15th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting 9 a.m. both days from Council Bluffs, Iowa. 72,500 head will be offered. 9 a.m. Central Time is the start time for the sale. 8:30 is when you'll be able to see Superior Sunrise. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Well, lack of directions expected to be seen early today as traders continue to focus on the mixed cash market direction, which was seen late last week. Cash cattle trade ended higher in the north, mixed in the south, but the overall lack of direction in futures trade at the end of the week may create some uncertainty. But light to moderate trade developing in all areas of cattle country late Friday, with prices generally higher than the previous week, and the overall undertone of the market continues to draw buyer support back into the market, with the most momentum seen in the north as prices were steady to $4 higher. Prices in the south listed at about a dollar lower to a dollar higher. Generally, live basis prices were seen at 134 to 137, with most prices at about 136. Packers are expected to focus on early bids steady to a dollar higher today, following additional aggressive fundamental support that will likely carry through the weekend break. Now, forecast for hot weather for much of the Midwest beginning over the weekend lifted corn and soybean futures on Friday, despite some bearish numbers in USDA's monthly crop report. USDA kept corn ending stocks unchanged and raised soybean ending stocks, while the trade expected decreases in both. Winter wheat closed lower and spring wheat higher, but all three were higher for the week. Weather maps show rain moving through the Dakotas through the weekend, which probably helped the dry spring wheat there. The two winter wheats closed lower, but remained near their one-month highs set on Thursday. Corn futures settled about 2 cents higher Friday, which was enough to close the week at a three-month high. Reports of active farmers selling likely limited gains as growers took advantage of December's move above $4 for the first time in just about a year. Now, soybeans, they closed about 3 cents higher Friday, which was enough to put July above chart resistance at the 20-day moving average. That's for the first time in about 3 weeks. USDA raised this year's ending stocks to 15 million bushels to 450 million by lowering the crush on the same amount. We'll check your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets
from
the Oklahoma Farm Report.
June was down 12 cents, 131.25. August down 17 cents, 123.85. August feeder cattle up 22 cents, 154.17. September up 37 cents, 153.62. July hogs up 50 cents, 82.70. August up 37 cents, 82.05. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, July down 2 1/4, 451.5. September down 1 1/2, 469.25. Chicago wheat, July was down 3 1/2, 445.75. September down 3 1/4 at 460. And July corn up 2 cents, 387.75. September's up 2 1/4 at 395.75. July soy's up 3 1/2, 941.5. And August up 3 1/4 at 945. And July cotton down 18, 75.51. October down 19, 74.14. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.